Hello everyone, welcome to a new episode of Hey Sangveen. Today let's talk about problem solving. Problem solving is a shift of focus from problem towards the solution. So this is a phase where we stop complaining and start looking for actions. We can't control the universe, but we can definitely control ourselves and the way we deal with the things. We have control over actions, our words, our behaviors and habits, and through this we are going to bring change which can turn this problem into a solution. So, the control here is taking accountability for what has happened and moving towards the opportunity for a better thing. When we inculcate this problem-solving mindset, we can slowly witness changes in our lifestyle. For example, if you've been too reactive towards things, for example, if somebody did something that you didn't like, you quickly react to it and you get stressed on it. But when you learn this problem-solving skill, instead of how you react to certain things, you understand it, why they are actually doing it. Okay, they have been traumatic, so they are exhibiting this kind of an expression, but you don't have to react that way. You can just avoid it, you can just be silent at that point and you can just leave. I mean, it's that simple. We don't have to exaggerate every problem to a great thing, rather we can take it lightly too. The way we interact with others is very crucial because that has a very great impact on us. So we all have heard about this quote, "An idle mind is a devil's workshop." When we start working on our problems, there's no reason for our mind to be idle. Our mind consistently thinks about the good in everyone, the opportunity in everyone, the opportunity in every place, and that is where the growth really comes in. That is where we stop being stagnant and start moving towards a better thing. So, to develop this problem-solving mindset, it is necessary to be surrounded by similar mindset people. Only in a good ecosystem, our problem-solving mindset will sustain. For example, if you are in a place where people all are very copycats, they don't use their brain, so they have a problem, they just come to you and then ask for a solution and then go, then that becomes a burden to you because you are surrounded by people who are too dependent on you. And then there are other kind of people where people have problems and they are they are ignorant about it or they are complaining about it. And only if you are consistently thinking about the solution, maybe it's fine for you, but all those impact will decrease the motivation in you and you might eventually become like them. So it's necessary that you surround yourself with similar-minded people, or else, just reduce the interaction you have with people who are inconsistent with their skills. So, it is not about. So here again, I'm not saying that you. So who you interact with, who you are with, that cannot be controlled by you, right? But you can control how you deal with them, and that is the same concept we are talking about. Problem solving. So there are two mindsets which we can use to when we react with people. Like when we deal with people, one being reactive and the other being proactive. So reactive is when something has happened and we take corrective measures. And proactive is when you understand the situation and the action required. And so what do you do is, So basically, in a proactive mindset, you understand the consequences of every action and act accordingly so that you avoid most of the problems. But in a reactive thing, you just act and then you don't understand about the consequences. When the consequences happen, you react to it. So this problem solving skill initially might feel like it is just a shift of mind from looking at the complaining part towards the finding out the solution or the opportunity in everything that has happened. But slowly, when you inculcate all this problem solving skill into your lifestyle, you can see a great difference from how you have been reactive person, and then when you have been very consistent, then you will see a very great change and you will become a proactive person. When you become a proactive person, you are eventually aligning all your energy towards the right thing, and there is no wastage of energy or your wastage of efforts happening. So this will be a very, very helpful skill when you are focused and working on something that wants you to take to a great success. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Let's connect in another episode. Until then, this is Karthika Madhyalagan signing off. Thank you.